Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on the Score.
It was an experience that I won't soon forget. 6 hours overnight, paying off a bet from Who Do You Love with Les Grobstein. This happened.
I look out for my people here. Mike, do I take care of my people? When I went to Houston, did I bring you back one of those cool Yao Ming shirts?
Oh, did you bring back Mike Chen a Yao Ming shirt?
Yao Ming had his number retired that night, and they gave away awesome shirts that were in both English and Chinese, and I brought one back because, of course, Mike Chen. How much Chinese can you speak? Just a little bit? I don't think you're fluent to it, are you? No, he's not. He's as American as you and I are, but when I brought him back, when I said, here, this is from Yao Ming, and he got a kick out of it. I guess some of his family members did, too, and it was a pretty cool souvenir that I got him.
That's awesome.
Wow.
This is American as you or I. Like, yeah. Yeah, he is. Chinese American.
He's as American as you and I are, but...
I went to Philadelphia this past October to see a Flyers game, and I bought a Wayne Simmons jersey for my friend Lawrence Holmes, because I figured he's got to be a fan, right?
There is a black hockey fan. He doesn't look cold at all, so I will be talking to him at the post-game show and find out what's going on there.
How much Chinese can you speak? Just a little bit. I don't think you're fluent to it, are you? No, he's not.
Shep, you're Polish. Remember that time I got pierogies for you?
That's right. Yeah. I remember that.
You brought him in here. Figured you ought to have some of those.
It's a stereotype, and it's offensive. And you're the last person I would want to perpetuate.
It was so nice of you to give me matzo recently.
Yeah, you probably do a lot better with Manischewitz, but it looked funny on my table.
Woo, doggy!
He's as American as you and me. I was like, yeah, I know.
I look out for my people here. Mike, do I take care of my people?
Make friends with a Chinese man!
Mr. Simpson, you weren't supposed to leave the home.
Thank you, Ping Pong.
My name is Craig.
Sure it is.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Podcast of the 6 hours of Grobber Night overnight still available at 670thescore.com. More gems like Mike Chen being as American as you or I, and a lot more.
I saw the very American Mike Chen a little while ago, and he promises very, very soon. Next time he's in, I think he told me, he's going to wear his Yao Ming t-shirt.
That'd be great.
Yes, it would. Yeah.
We'll take a picture together.
Appreciate that.
Three Americans taking a picture, one in a Yao Ming shirt.
When he wears that shirt, we should order Chinese food that day, shouldn't we? Sure. I don't think we've had... Have we had Chinese food as a show yet?
No, yes. We're not allowed.
Have we?
I remember eating crab rangoon from somewhere. I don't know if someone ordered it.
Where was the food from when Shane tried to give you the shrimp or smell the shrimp or whatever
that
it
was? That was his own personal
stash,
I think.
Okay, that was ordered.
That was from the back of his refrigerator.
Smell this.
Taney's never been quicker to the microphone than... Have we ever had Chinese food as a show? Yes, we have. Don't ask dumb questions. Yes, we have. We had the crab rangoon. It's like, okay.
I'm up for some egg foo young next week.
Let's do it.
Yes. Some Mongolian beef. It was good and spicy hot. Like that stuff.
Sounds perfect to
little
me.
Kung Pao chicken.
Oh, George Lice's chicken spicy. This hour on The Score brought to you by Lakeside Bank. And this segment also brought to you by Subway. Order a sub directly from your sofa. Subway now delivers your favorite sub, salad, or signature wrap straight to your door. Go to subway.com/delivers to order with Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, or Postmates. Delivery available in select areas. See subway.com/delivers for details. Cody Parkey will be released at the start of the league year. So it's very clear that the agent put it out there. So the Bears have informed Cody Parkey. and his representatives, the agent tells Ian Rappaport to let teams know, hey, you know, there's going to be a kicker available. Start planning if you want a former Pro Bowler.
Shep, I know it's late in the day, but we should get a Twitter poll going on how Bears fans might feel about Cody Parkey. Are you happy he's not going to be a Bear in 2019? Yes or no? You want to put that out on Twitter?
It's deep thinking stuff.
Little Twitter poll?
Sure. Yeah. I'm just curious. What's the over-under of people that'll be happy that he's gone?
It'll be 100%. I think it'll be 100%, okay. Unless someone's just trying to make fun of the idiot who puts a Twitter poll out there like that. I don't know.
Yeah, that's possible that someone might be doing that. That is.
Sylvie's had a long week. Jesus. No, I'm not saying that to be mean. It's true. He's probably not on top.
Wait, that was real? Tanny just informed
me. Yes, it was real. It was real.
Wow.
That's how you get to be number four in America in the Barrett's rankings.
That's true. I would, yes.
Yeah. Wow. Take notes.
The vote is yes. My God.
That's a bad one. Swing and a miss.
That is diet vanilla ice cream, is what that is.
That's an insult to diet vanilla. I've had some diet vanilla.
My
that's
bad.
Palatable.
My bad.
Palatable.
Swirls gloves is vanilla. Oh, God. So, yeah, Cody Parkey will be gone. What else happened today in the world of sports?
Bob Kraft is in trouble for getting a $70 tug.
That's true, because it exposed a sex trafficking ring. He is subject to the personal conduct policy. Jim Irsay got suspended 6 games and $500K fine for having a bunch of pills and $29K in cash. And Manny Machado, at his opening press conference in San Diego, thanked his brother-in-law and good friend John Jay, who are both former Padres, for telling him how much they liked San Diego.
Yeah, that's a tough day for some Sox fans. We got
comfortable with that we needed to solve a third base problem, and the more we looked at it, the more we realized that for us, Machado was the right guy. And once AJ started the process, winning it was a lot more fun than being a White Sox fan. So we're very, very happy as to where we ended up.
Shut up.
Many miles away, we all get the same thing.
That is the owner of the Padres twisting the knife.
Manny Ted Chappy of the Mighty 1090 here in San Diego. Welcome, sunny Southern California, young man.
Ridiculous. I'm just ready, man. This weekend's going to be great. Going to a lake house to ice fish and maybe ski and shoot some guns. I'm excited.
Be careful, honestly.
I will be.
I mean, weird things happen when guys are just out having fun when they're drinking. Sometimes it doesn't even – all it takes is one mistake to really screw up a weekend for everybody.
I honestly –
not to mention the ensuing death.
I honestly have no interest in guns at all. I did riflery at summer camp, but these guys, they said, you know, we got shotguns.
I got the shotgun.
That's right, Omar. And skeet shooting at this lake house. I've never done it. So I assume – we'll be smart and responsible, and there won't be a Dick Cheney situation.
Why would you assume that?
It was a shotgun. I'm not saying
whose idea of your buds is it to bring a shotgun? What's the motivation?
They have one at the house. It's his family's lake house, and so we were asking, because normally it's a summer activity. I've never done a lake house in the winter, and I said, well, what are the winter activities at your family's lake home? And he said, we could ice fish, we can skeet shoot, we can shoot the shotgun, we can go skiing in Alpine, we can drink bourbon.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, do all of those things together.
Do you have good weather? Did you look at the forecast?
I mean, it's...
He looks outside the window. I'm not talking about right now. He's looking outside.
I don't know. I don't check the weather.
I'm talking about the weather in Wisconsin, where you're going to be Saturday and Sunday, not what it is on Michigan Avenue at 512 on Friday night.
All right, good point.
You're awesome. That was an awesome move out here.
It's only 2 hours away.
He turns around and looks outside.
Looks nice to me.
Looks
shining.
Yeah, good day to go shoot my friend after I drink a fifth of bourbon.
It'll be fine.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. I hope so.
You didn't answer my question on the email exchange today if you needed to borrow my auger.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, really? Do they have an auger?
I don't know.
An auger is... It's what you do to bust through the ice to ice fish for lemurs or lemures or whatever. The gigantic drill that drills a huge hole in the ice. Without one, you can't ice fish.
Well, he ice fishes, or
so
they,
he's got an
he's
offer.
Got it. Okay. He wouldn't offer it as an activity if he wasn't prepared to do those sorts of things.
Yeah, that's a very important element. I figured you didn't know what it was. That's why you didn't.
Yeah.
Reply.
Oh yeah. I was like, I don't know what he's saying.
Do you have your own tip ups? What is he talking about?
I didn't know. I was like, wherever I'm bringing nothing except warm clothes and
and an appetite.
And an appetite. Yeah, that's exactly
right. Food, booze, and Mother Nature.
What could possibly go wrong? We're going to step aside since we're out of here a little early for Bulls basketball so you could hear a very honest and reflective conversation with Jason Hayward, and then another tribute that we need to do before we get out of here as well. It's McNeil and Parker's on the Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The McNeil and Parkin Show.
Today's our feel-good Fast Friday.
Afternoons on the Score.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss Coach Collins and the Cats at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season for games against Minnesota and Ohio State. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Also, Lakeside Bank. How about free checking? That pays a great interest rate. Just say the funny word, Kasasa. Kasasa. It means free checking plus an amazing interest rate. Kasasa at Lakeside Bank. Free checking, great interest. Join Lakeside Bank. It's about time. Jason Hayward joined us earlier today. He was reflective. Love talking to this guy. And we began our conversation by asking him about the coolest thing non-baseball related that he did this offseason.
Most interesting. I really enjoyed going to Puerto Rico. Got to go to Javi's wedding. That was my first time actually being over there. And it was just a good experience to take in the culture, see the lay of the land a little bit, get some good food, and hang out with my friends.
How was Javi's wedding?
Javi's wedding was beautiful, super classy. Got to go to his wedding, got to go to Tony's wedding, and both of them did a great job. Super happy for him.
Who's most likely to put on a show on the dance floor at on a Cubs team player wedding?
Team player wedding. Ah. Man, I feel like we all kind of just, like, get each other out there, if that makes sense. Like, if we see a couple guys going, we all go out there. And we'll ride that wave for a little bit. And as long as it lasts, everybody's going to be out there.
I'm going to make Pedro Strop the favorite.
Strop got moves.
Yeah, I would think
but
so.
But CJ has moves. I feel like the front office has some moves. Tom Ricketts. Tom was out there on the dance floor big time at Tony's wedding. And he was just bringing out the moves that it's like, hey, I got a good bit of money. I'm here hanging out with everybody. Don't really care how I look, but he nailed it, though.
Wait a minute. Wait, what's he doing? Like, is he doing the lawnmower? Is he doing the Macarena? Like, what kind of moves does Tom Ricketts have?
It's not the lawnmower. He's kind of like throwing his arms, kind of all around a little bit. I mean, he was dressed well, like super fitted suit. Super clean look, but
like money.
I don't know how to describe it exactly. It just looked like money, but it was like he's having a great time, and we were having a great time watching him have a great time.
Love the idea of money dancing.
Oh,
it's
that
great.
Is great. Hey, while we're postponing baseball conversation, we had a lot of fun last year exploring the martial arts prowess of Kyle Hendricks from his youth. And some people who were, black belts as kids were trying to suggest to us, hey, if he had it then, he could still do it now. He could go through that Cubs clubhouse. Your name came up regularly, and I brought it up. I mean, if it came down to it, I think Jason Hayward could do some damage in the fistic arts. What do you think?
I'm not sure how close it's going to be to fistic arts. It might be more street arts, but I like me.
Over.
Really?
I like me.
Wow.
When was the last time you had a scrap?
A scrap? It's been a while. I don't scrap. If I scrap, it's probably gonna be on the news, and that means it was worth it.
Yeah, I could see. I took Wilson Contreras, but now with your quiet confidence, I might have to change my vote.
Hey, it's all about the size of the fight and the man. But I kind of got both going for me.
That's true. That's true. The willingness to engage, right?
How eager were you to get to camp after the way things closed so abruptly last season, Jason?
I don't think it was an eagerness of wanting to get to camp. More so, in my mind, just eagerness to spend this time wisely that we have off in preparing for when camp gets here, if that makes sense. Just because rest is a huge quality in this game, and when you do well and you make the postseason, you don't get a whole lot of that in the off season. But at the same time, that's something you want to welcome. You want to be in playing in October. You want to be one of the last teams in the game on the field. And I feel like my mind and everyone else's mind around our club was just, you know, let's really try and focus in on like some small things we can do better, some small things that we can, you know, talk about. You know, we've spent more time together now. This will be year four, year five for some of the guys together. We just want to be the best version of ourselves and try and make sure we can hold ourselves accountable to bring that out of each other.
So what does that look like in terms of holding each other accountable and what you might be doing differently this year than you've done in the previous, as you said, 4 years?
Yeah, I just think, I mean, there's a lot of similarities in what we've already done. But just really focusing in on making sure we, you know, we're there for each other. Not to say we haven't been there for each other before, but just I think it's just having a better understanding of what each guy needs to be at their best every day, you know, what we need from each other, what we need for ourselves to go out there and compete and make sure we're just staying in tune to the game. I mean, competition is you know, doing nothing but getting better every year. I feel like our division, hats off to the NL Central, you know, there's a lot of competition there in itself. So when it comes down to it, I think we all just have to be on the same page, and we have to have that communication. We have to have that drive and be willing to do whatever it takes to make sure we all know each other the best of our ability so we can go out there and compete against the best in the game.
The boss, Theo Epstein, has sort of laid down the gauntlet a little bit this offseason, challenging some people, talking about urgency being, you know, something this team lacked a little bit last year. And I guess sort of a reality is you guys are playing for your manager's job this time around with him not getting a contract extension. Is that something you're mindful of? Do you guys talk about it?
Well, just in my experience of this game, I feel like you're playing for your job every season. You're playing for your manager's job, your coaching staff job, your front office's job. I get it. There's different, you know, tenures and salaries and contracts and all those things. Everyone has a different position and a different setup there. But at the end of the day, like every year when you're in an organization like this one, it's World Series or bust. And that's where I want to be. And that's why I signed on to be here. And for us, like, I think we had a sense of urgency, but at the same time, you know, last year there has to be an understanding of what certain things look like. And when you go from a team that we had in 2016 with so many veteran players, so many guys that are well-traveled in baseball, have been with other organizations, and, you know, they know what to look for. They know certain things to take for granted, certain things not to. You know, that kind of changed with this group because these guys are young, you know, as a whole. And these guys are going through, you know, second, third years of their careers. You know, some of them playing only two full seasons in the big league. So there just has to be a better understanding of what that urgency looks like, I feel like. And that's what I feel like we want to get a grip on this spring training and going forward.
We're talking to Jason Hayward for another couple of minutes. McNeil and Parkins on the score. Yeah, man, you're entering year 10. And so you talk about those guys entering years 2 and year 3. What do you know now about that urgency and what it takes that you maybe didn't know when you were the Ian Happs or Albert Almora's or, you know, those guys in terms of service time in the world?
Yeah, I mean, I've been super fortunate, man, to come up with teams that went to the postseason. And I think 6 out of 8 years now I've been to the postseason, or 7 out of 9 been to the postseason. And when it comes down to it, man, you have teams together and you don't know how long the window's going to last. You know, it's all about the organization, all about the front office and ownership and, you know, how long they feel like, you know, they're going to keep teams together and how long they're going to invest money. And I just know that you can't ever take it for granted, because you can have a team like this one with Ben Zobrist, who it could very well be his last year of his career, and you want to go out and, you know, put your best foot forward and try and win a ring with someone like that. Or you could have guys like you talked about, Ian Happs or, you know, Swarbers, or young guys that, you know, they're still early in their career, but you don't know if you're going to get to play for a team like this again, man. You don't know if you're going to get to play for an organization like this one your whole career. I've been on 3 different teams and, you know, have got to win in all of them, but those windows closed. And right here, here we are in what, year four of my contract here, year five for some of these other guys that have been here like we talked about. Man, you just want to make the most of this ride right now. And we got the people in the room to do so. And that's something we just want to make sure guys understand. It's not realistic to expect that to always be that way.
Jason, with experience comes wisdom. And I wondered last year when Yu Darvish was having his struggles and struggling with trying to win over a fan base that was fawn him. That's something that you probably could relate to after you jumped on board. Did you big brother him in any way? Put your arm around him and say, hey, kid, just hang in there. This will get better.
Well, I mean, I definitely, you know, extended that welcome, man. You gotta let people know that we in the clubhouse, as players, you know, coaching staff, our perspective is, you know, we get it. We understand what it's like to play in this city for this franchise and organization. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And it's super genuine. But at the same time with that, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinions, you know, whether you're doing well and, you know, they'd rather have Jake Arrieta back here or, you know, whether things don't go so well for you and they're just, you know, not happy in general. I mean, they wear their emotions on their sleeves as fans and a fan base, and I feel like they have the right to do so. You know, that being said, I just try to, you know, do what I can to, you know, help lessen the blow of that stuff, because all that is just expectation. And I feel like that's why he wanted to be here. He wanted to be a part of an organization just like he was with L.A. You know, for a little bit, he got to taste the postseason. He wanted to be back in a situation to win and go do that. And with that comes a lot of reality and expectation. And I just got to let him know, someone like him, someone like Chatwood, someone like myself coming into the clubhouse, that we got your back.
You've talked about urgency and expectation. Do you feel like there's pressure on this team this year?
I don't think so. I don't think there's any new pressure that we, you know, that we haven't faced. You know, you get picked to win a World Series and then you go win one, come back down from 3-1. You know, that's a lot of pressure in my mind. But we looked at that and we embraced it. And I feel like this year is no different there. You know, again, I think if we all have that mindset of not taking it for granted and want to make the most of this moment in front of us, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I think we do have that, because we have fun anyway. We go out there and compete. This game's not easy. We understand that. And we raise up to any challenge that the game throws at us. So I don't ever think our sense of urgency was down, like I said. I just think you got to have an understanding of what that looks like and what reality is.
I can't wait to see so many things unfold this season with your baseball team, Jason. And one of them is watching those mid-30s grizzled, you know, Hall of Fame candidate lefties you got. That's going to be fun. What are the young guys who are in camp learning from veterans like Cole Hamels and John Lester?
Well, I feel like attitude reflects leadership, and both of these guys we're talking about, of course, they've won World Series, they've pitched in the postseason, they've pitched in the big games and the big moments, and they understand what it takes to do so. So the young guys absolutely get to watch them lead by example and pay attention to how much they pay attention to detail. These guys, you know, they go prepare for their starts, they prepare to face a lineup, prepare to face a team for a series and give their input. I feel like that's huge on a scale of just mentally preparing for your day, but then you get to see these guys, you know, you get to see them sack up and go out there and pitch in a playoff game and have that laser focus. So it's just a great mindset to have, of course, and it's a great thing to have rub off on our pitching staff, because I feel like we have a lot of guys who have been pretty well traveled in the game to this point, and guys with good experience who've done a lot of good things in baseball so far. I like having those two guys in our pitching staff and our rotation to kind of anchor that.
Attitude reflects leadership. That was a Julius Campbell Remember the Titans line, wasn't it?
Facts.
Yeah, we're big. This is a big movie show right here.
I love that.
Jason, don't be a stranger to this show, man. We love talking to you. So thank you very much for the time, and hopefully we can sit down with you and when we're in Arizona in a couple weeks.
No, absolutely, fellas. You know, it's good to hear from some people in Chicago. You know, we're thinking about you guys there. When you come out to AZ, please bring some better weather, because we need it for baseball to get going.
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. When we talk to the writers and people covering the team and they're complaining about the weather out there, it brings a little hollow here, man. It's cold.
Yeah, I mean, but we got to do baseball stuff out here, and we got to be outdoors.
That's true.
You know, we want to bring the best for the city, and we're going to work on that here, and we'll see you guys soon. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a bunch, Jason.
Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely.
Love talking to that guy, Jason Hayward.
Yeah, Cubs right fielder pulled up a chair and just relaxed and BS'd with us for about 15 minutes. It's not that hard, but sometimes it takes a few laps around the track as a professional athlete being interviewed before you find that comfort level, and he clearly is at it.
Yes, and I talked to him again, like I said to him, I mean it, in a couple of weeks. I was reading a story. He had a full no-trade clause for the first couple of years, and now it's got a no-trade list of 12 teams, and then in a couple of years he'll be a 10-5 guy, which is full no-trade clause automatically. And he was just like, yeah, I told Theo and Jed, if they want to try to trade me, just come talk to me. Like, he's just totally at peace. You know, he just, and I think that confidence comes with experience. Like, he knows who he is, he knows how to prepare, and he's the consummate professional.
Quick birthday. We got to get out of here a little early because we got Bulls in Orlando coming up at the top of the hour right here on the Score Sports Radio 670, the mighty 1090 in San Diego. I'm going to talk like that guy all day. Zeppelin released its Physical Graffiti album this week in 1975. And while I love that Led Zeppelin's musical arrangements, they historically have not written the greatest songs. Lyrically, there's a lot of miss. That is not the case in the final verse of Houses of the Holy from Physical Graffiti. It's a song about finding places to go for young people to exchange intimacy, drive-in theaters, dens of iniquity, all kinds of fun places. You know exactly what that song is about, not like every song Led Zeppelin wrote.
The hell is this song about?
I have no idea.
You guys are idiots. This song is very deep.
See, Tim Meadows, the drummer for Dewey Cox's band, he understood all the deep things Dewey was singing about.
Sure.
He was feeding monkeys.
Spoke
and,
to him.
Yes, toaster ovens and microwaves that visit with you and all kinds of fun things. So, happy birthday, so to speak, to Physical Graffiti, my favorite Led Zeppelin album.
There we go.
But I'm not ranking them anymore.
Well, you're ranking them.
That'll do it.
It's tough to, you know, the leopard changing the spots. You like to rank things. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's good to be able to throw out a bunch of things when someone says, what's your favorite? Fill in the blank.
That's true. That's true.
Call me crazy. But if you're going to be passionate about a subject matter.
Yeah, you would think.
That subject matter.
What is your favorite movie? I don't know. You're putting me on the spot. The Matrix.
Let's get back to promoting your movie.
Right, whatever.
Say that one.
Yeah, Chokehold. Go see Chokehold.
Go see Chokehold. Kenny Lofton's involved. Special effects.
Check it out. Man, 1 week. We got through it with all the technical stuff. It was a long-ass week, too. Probably had something to do with the overnights.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it sure did.
Enjoy your Oscars, though, this weekend, man.
Thank you, and be safe and smart in Wisconsin. I mean, you don't have to be too smart. You get stupid a little bit, but just, you know, not when the gun is out.
Right. Smart with the shotgun. Hey. There it is. There it is. Thank you to the aforementioned Kenny Lofton, Jason Hayward, who you just heard. We also had Jack O'Callaghan on, talking Boston movies, and also, you know, The Miracle on Ice.
That's gold medal 39 years ago today for the U.S. Men's Olympic hockey team.
Nick Shepkowski is our terrific executive producer. Chris Tannehill handles the audio around these parts. It's the return of Swirsk coming up next.
Bo-bomba!
Bulls in Orlando going for back-to-back wins. A lot of time in between, but whatever. He's Dan McNeil on Danny Parkins. That makes us McNeil and Parkins. This is The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.